Welcome to Mind the Gap, where we'll be interviewing and spotlighting different perspectives and a variety of roles in the world of tech. My name is Anik Gilles, and I'm co-hosting with Alexis Parker and Alexa Helene for the spring semester portion of this podcast. In this episode, we'll be introducing ourselves, expressing how computer science impacted our lives, and stating why we were interested in taking on this project.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Alexis. I'm a junior, so class of 2023. She, her pronouns. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm going to introduce the other guests of this podcast for this season.
Hi, I'm Alexa. I use she, her pronouns. I'm class of 2025. I'm a first year. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I'm a prospective data science major.
Hi, my name is Anik. I'm a junior, so class of 2023. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm studying sociology and French, and I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida.
We are Mind the Gap, and we're going to be the host for the spring semester. And this season, we hope to focus more on bringing diverse guests from a variety of different roles in tech. So just different roles that maybe you haven't seen before that you could pursue in tech. We can start with the first question. So why are you interested in tech and how did CS make its way into your life? And I can start. I guess CS first came into my life maybe like towards the end of middle school. Like I remember Tumblr was a huge thing and I had that. And I know you had to do HTML, CSS to like design it and do like different things to make yours like stand out. So I did that a little bit and I discovered that I actually kind of really liked CS. And I did a little bit more in high school because they offered classes at the high school that I went to. And then when I came into Wellesley, I knew I wanted to be a CS major.
I think I first kind of coded in a really basic elementary manner in like my computer classes in middle school where you did like code.org and you were like doing the Plants versus Zombies thing. That didn't lead me to kind of want to pursue CS. I think in high school when I did a lot of things on my computer for my extracurriculars, meaning literally just like editing on like Adobe products, I was like interested in the way that I definitely knew I enjoyed using electronics. And I was like, I do enjoy STEM in a way pursuing that would be potentially doing computer science. And I had never taken a class in high school, so I was interested in kind of trying it out in college.
I'm interested because even though I'm not actively taking CS courses anymore, I still want to be involved in CS, and I thought this would be the perfect opportunity, and honestly wish a podcast was here while I was starting to take CS courses. I feel like it would be a great way to really hear from alums or people who have gone through CS courses, especially for underrepresented people, to really hear more of their perspectives from the guests. And yeah.
Okay, great. What is something you struggled with while studying CS? Well, I guess in high school, later when they offered courses was more toward senior and junior year. And like a lot of times I would mainly be one of very few girls in the classroom. That was something I dealt with. But then once I came here, it kind of morphed into being one of the only like Black girls in my classes. And I feel like it definitely like made me feel like I maybe should not be doing this major. There's not a lot of people that look like me. Like, why am I doing this? That was definitely a struggle, but I had tutors, I know, in some of my classes that looked like me and helped me. And I also had like mentors at Wellesley that were Black and like helped me like see that, you know, people have done this before, like you can do this. It's okay to like just be yourself in your classes. Like you don't have to like worry about, I guess, trying to be perfect all the time, because that's also something I struggle with as well. But yeah.
I think for me, since I just started learning how to code in college and like taking I took CS115 last semester, and that was the first time I've ever coded anything. It was really difficult to kind of learn the way of thinking that CS requires as opposed to like humanities or other areas of STEM like biology or physics or something like that. I think the problem solving is very unique to computer science, which is something that was definitely hard for me to get used to. And having kind of feeling, because computer science is getting so much more popular for people to study and people were able to kind of get those classes in high school, it was kind of scary to kind of go into it thinking that I was underprepared compared to a lot of other people who were able to take like AP computer science in high school when I had never coded before. But it's been really nice to have like tutors and mentors, as Alexis mentioned.
For me, I actually took my CS courses when Wellesley was on the term system. So I pretty much had to honestly understand the material quickly, since we only had the course for 6 weeks. And then the exam was the 7th week of the term. And I also went through what Alexis was, because there at times I was the only Black girl in class, and it kind of felt like, am I really fit in to be here? I mean, I also did have friends in my classes, but they already had CS knowledge before taking the class, so I kind of felt like I was left behind in a way. I did have tutors, like I had a friend who tutored me, which was really helpful, but I would say it was mostly the pace for me, since it was on the awful term system. I would say that really impacted me in terms of really getting to understand the material and making sure that I'm able to go through with everything.
Yeah, so next is, what is something you wish you had known before pursuing CS? And for me, I guess it is a bit of a competitive major. I kind of went into it because for me, like, I've just always been naturally interested in CS. I just love like technology and computers. I also did some video editing in high school as well. But like other people, I feel like sometimes may view it as, okay, how can I get this job? How can I get this internship? Like, how can I do this? And it's kind of very money driven versus actually having like passion for something that you do. So that was something I didn't really notice until college. And I wouldn't say it's a huge problem at Wellesley, but it's something I've noticed as I've kind of gotten more into pursuing CS professionally. Yeah.
I think since I'm like still at the beginning, it's kind of hard for me to answer this question because I feel like I'm still learning a lot of things about what it means to pursue CS. But I think it's been interesting to see how many different avenues you can take when you pursue this major, this industry. In like CS115, we did a lot of guest lecturers who were doing really interesting research, which I did not know about. Like, I assumed like when you do CS, I need to go work at a tech company again. But people were saying about being money driven, I didn't know that you could try to use technology in a way to address like biases in technology that's already been created. Like, that's something that's been super interesting to me. So it's been cool to see that there are other paths in this field.
For me, as a former CS minor, it's the same as what Alexis said. CS is a very competitive major. I know when I was trying to register for CS111, it was so difficult to get into the course for so many people, since it is getting popular now. And also, I only thought of CS at the time, like before even taking classes, that it was just programming and coding. But as what Alexa said, there's so many different realms they can do in CS, such as UX, UI design, which is really cool. And it kind of broadened my perspective on what computer science really is about.
Yeah. So are there any like future jobs that you guys are thinking about? I know for me, I think I'm leaning very heavily towards being a product manager. that I didn't know existed for a long time. I thought the only thing could be was a software engineer. But after making connections with people and learning more, there's so many jobs that a lot of people don't even know about that you can be in CS. So after learning more about product management, I think that's something that I would like to do.
Yeah, I think I'm interested in a lot of different jobs. I think ranging from research to, UX UI design or like being a data analyst, considering that I want to pursue data science. But I think there's a lot of avenues I can explore, which is kind of cool and nice.
At the moment, I would say it's UX UI design, since my sociology degree will come to use for that as of right now. And also, I love creative aspects within UX UI design, and also it's for accommodating every single person who is using technology, which is great because everyone needs to have the chance to utilize technology and not be limited from it. I'm not sure where I would like to do it, but I also would like to incorporate education with it because education is also important. And then, yeah.
Why are you interested in hosting this podcast, and what do you hope to learn from the guests? I was interested in hosting this podcast just because I thought it was really unique how it would be specifically highlighting people from underrepresented backgrounds. And I feel like maybe that isn't talked enough at Wellesley. Like, I feel like we have groups for people that are underrepresented in STEM, but I feel like we can break that down even more and talk about just other groups that are just not really talked about in tech and STEM and stuff like that, also at Wellesley. So I just thought it was like cool how there'd be a podcast highlighting those voices in tech and just learning about more people that potentially look like me in the tech industry. And then I hope to learn just how they navigate their daily lives in the tech industry, like wherever they may be in the world doing that, but just like how they navigate it and how Wellesley prepared them to do so.
Yeah, I would agree with everything Alexa said. I think representation is really important for people who are trying to pursue a certain industry. It's important to see yourself in the potential role models. And I think mentorship is such a big thing. And it's like really important for people to kind of find people that they can learn from and, like I said, get mentorship from. And hopefully by hosting this podcast and interviewing guests, our listeners can also learn a lot about the different journeys people have taken, especially coming from Wellesley, especially being of a certain background.
I'm interested because even though I'm not actively taking CS courses anymore, I still want to be involved in CS or MAS, and I thought this would be the perfect opportunity. And honestly wish a podcast was here while I was starting to take CS courses. I feel like it would be a great way to really hear from alums or people who have gone through CS courses, especially for underrepresented people in the courses. Be so helpful. And also branch out with alums as well, since I haven't really spoke to a lot of alums before. So it would be really nice to really see how Wellesley has shaped their education and also how they've transitioned from college into the workforce.
All right. And the last question would be, what is one piece of advice you would give your younger self when you entered Wellesley College? For me, I guess it would be that I belong at Wellesley. I belong in the CS department. I'm meant to be here, and I just have to go with the flow, like what's happening and what's meant for me is gonna find me. Yeah.
I think I'm still figuring out this question as I'm still in my first year. So I think I'm learning to kind of, I don't even know, I'm learning how important having a strong community and of like supportive people who can help me in my classes and people I can kind of learn from in terms of like older students who are like kind of can be mentors. So maybe lean into that would be the advice I would tell myself. That's kind of hard to say, but yeah.
I would say this is very cliche, but to make mistakes for sure, as I'm still a perfectionist, I'm still going through this, but first year me was all about trying to be right instead of trying to learn. So I would say mistakes definitely plays a role in the learning process, and it's needed. So do not be afraid to fail or mess up, because you'll get even better and improve as you grow up.
Great. So that wraps everything up. Hopefully you guys like future episodes that we put out, and we hope that you guys listen to more of our podcast.
That concludes our episode of Mind the Gap. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you in our next episode. This episode was edited by Alexa Halim and Anik Gilles. We would like to give a special thank you to our executive producer, Smaranda Sandhu, for having us be a part of an incredible project.